Produsen otomotif General Motors baru-baru ini menangguhkan produksi di sedikitnya 8 pabrik terbesarnya, menurut laporan ABC News. Yang menjadi alasan pengurangan produksi, keterbatasan chip semikonduktor sejak awal pandemi.
Now we got the chips that are shorting what's being put out. We're talking about vehicles having like 1,000 chips.
Produsen lain seperti Ford, Toyota, dan Nissan juga mengurangi produksi.
We're going to have this start-stop situation where it's like the lines come back on, they get shuttered back again. Some automakers, they're reworking their vehicles to have fewer chips. Certain options aren't even being offered, but it's not been enough to actually, you know, completely curb all of the issues.
Akibatnya sudah bisa ditebak, harga mobil meroket.
Menurut dua konsultan, yaitu JD Power dan juga LMC Automotive, jumlah total mobil baru di showroom dan juga dealer di seluruh Amerika Serikat pada Agustus 2021 tak sampai 1 juta unit. Ini adalah penurunan sekitar 72% dibandingkan angka pada sebelum pandemi pada Agustus 2019 yang saat itu jumlahnya mencapai sekitar 3,5 juta unit.
Keterbatasan stok ini terlihat di sebuah dealer mobil di Houston, negara bagian Texas.
53 years I've been here, I've never seen it like this.
Stok mobil baru di sini hanya sekitar separuh sebelum pandemi. Pembeli pun tak bisa terlalu pilih-pilih.
They're building the orders. You get a certain amount for stock, so you have ample if somebody needs a car and they're willing to take maybe not their favorite color, or maybe not their favorite equipment, or maybe they're not the exact car they wanted, but they're willing to take this car.
Menurut analis, disrupsi terhadap jalur distribusi ini sudah bisa diperkirakan sebelumnya.
The auto industry for decades has been following something called just-in-time production, which means they don't have much in the way of inventory. And they have low inventories of very key parts like chips.
Untuk pulih seperti kondisi sebelum pandemi perlu waktu.
My best guess is we're talking about mid to late first quarter of 2022 if we don't have further problems.
Yang diuntungkan sementara ini adalah pemilik mobil yang ingin melepas mobil lama karena mobil bekas juga diminati sehingga menongkrak harga jualnya ke dealer mobil bekas. Dari Washington DC, Nova Purwadi dan tim VOA.